We hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby who was lying in a manger. The baby's name is Jesus, and he is really cute. The others went to go tell the sheep. Can it really be true?
Let's look at the facts. Prophets long ago told us a king would be born in Bethlehem. We know kings and magi are asking questions about this place.
Then there is the star and the angels, and the shepherds must believe what they saw and heard since they were willing to leave their sheep. But why would God's Messiah be born in a manger? And why tell shepherds of all people?
No offense.
None taken. Remember, we're in Bethlehem, the city of David, the place where a shepherd boy became Israel's greatest king. God has never been concerned about whether someone is rich, poor, important, or common.
Precisely. God's fingerprints are all over these strange happenings in Bethlehem.
Then I guess God isn't missing anymore.
Case closed.
Case closed. But I don't think God ever was truly missing. I think he has been with us all along, working silently, mysteriously, wanting us to trust his word and discover him for ourselves. The clues are all there. God says through the prophet Jeremiah, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart."
But God also sought us and sent Jesus to help us find him. Now I have to run and tell everyone I know.